Look at verse number 18. But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. You need two things in this world. We need grace and knowledge. And, you know, we have a lot of knowledge in this church, I feel like. Especially if you realize that we preach a lot of Bible. A lot of people do Bible memory verses. A lot of people go soul winning, so they're very familiar with a lot of Scripture. And that knowledge is good. And knowledge gives you things. Knowledge gives you power. Knowledge gives you protection. Knowledge will give you a personal relationship with God, and it's pleasant. You know, I like knowledge. We need knowledge. We need knowledge to have the power to overcome evil. We need knowledge to protect ourselves from the evils of this world. We need knowledge so we can have that personal, intimate relationship with God. That's the only way we can have a relationship with God. And we need knowledge. You know, I just find it pleasant. I like the truth. I like learning things. I don't want to come to church and learn nothing and just to basically be bumpkins and be like, I can't even put a puzzle together. It's like, that's not the point of church. The point of church is to gain some more information and gain some knowledge. But when we gain that knowledge, we start realizing how foolish this world is.
Do you think if we had stricter gun control laws that Lee Harvey Oswald would not have been able to shoot Jesus, or would he have still used a gun on the black market?
He still would have used a gun.
He still would have been able to get a gun to shoot Jesus?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think if we had stricter gun control laws that Jesus would have not been killed?
I don't know. It all depends. If someone wants a gun, they're going to get it and use it.
But I mean, if there were stricter gun control laws, would Lee Harvey Oswald have gotten the gun that killed Jesus? Do you think? Or do you think that would have prevented him shooting Jesus?
I don't know. I really don't know.
And how stupid this world is. And how ignorant and just all the weird stuff. I mean, I feel like I keep losing respect for people outside of the church walls because of the knowledge that you gain. But we have to balance that with charity, and we have to balance that with grace specifically. What is grace? Unmerited favor. You know, in comparison to God, our knowledge is so far from his, yet he's still kind and loving towards us, isn't he? And so we don't want to get so puffed up with our knowledge and so puffed up with all the information we have and being so right about everything and having all the right doctrines that we can't even reach the wicked world today because we're just so knowledgeable. We need some grace, too, to go out and to reach the filthy and to reach the undesirable and to reach the wicked of today and to try and come down on their level, condescend to men of low estate, and to preach them the gospel today. We need grace today so that we'll go out and preach the gospel to people. You know, I notice even the churches that do technically do a little bit of soul winning, it seems like they avoid the really ghetto areas. And I get it. It's more evil. They're less knowledgeable and stuff. But you know what? That's some of the best soul winning. You know, it takes a lot of grace to go to the house that's dirty and filthy and they reek and they've got 1,000 beer cans on the front lawn. And to go out and try to preach them the gospel. But you know what? They get saved more often than the rich neighbors. They get more saved than the HOA. And we need to balance ourselves today with some grace. You know, and I get tired of dealing with all the lazy and apathetic and all the failures of humanity. I do. But you know what? I'm sure I'm way worse a person to have to deal with from God's perspective than the people are to me. I'm sure I disappoint and fail God more than the people that fail me. I'm sure, look, you know, obviously I get frustrated with our government and all the people that are, you know, in our society, leaders and all these people. You know what? We need to be meek and we need to be gracious towards the lost because that's the whole point. If we just get filled with the knowledge and we're like, we're the only ones going to heaven, Baptist briders, then we're not going to do anything for the Lord. If we get so stupid that we don't even realize they're unsaved, then we won't do anything for the Lord. Hey, we need knowledge. And we need grace today. And we need to be reminded of Christ's return.